Okay. We started Simon Reish Ayin Aleph yesterday, Dine Kiddush Al Yain. We're learning Seif Beis today, which is a widely quoted Seif in Shulchan Aruch, and even more widely quoted Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Beis. I would like to go through this whole Mishneh Berurah from beginning to end because it's so important, famous, and often quoted. And there's so many knock-ons from this Mishneh Berurah, not only with regards to Hilchas Kiddush, but in fact, regards to other areas of Halacha. So it's quite the conceptual, quite the yesodistic, an essential Halachas here. Let us see Seif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Prior to doing so, I need to just quickly see Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Beis, which told us one should eat as early as possible. Do you remember that? As you walk home, you should eat. We spoke about Shalom Aleichem. Right. Mishneh Berurah said in Seif Katan Beis, Miad. It is proper, it is right. It's a chumrah. Who mentioned it? That one should say, Shema Kiyah Shema Mekoidem. It means Tapik Shebezek Nes Loikor Bizmano. It's not always relevant. So it's not always relevant, but at times when we say Shema, when we daven Mariv, very often you will not have fulfilled yet the mitzvah of Kiyah Shema of Arvis. Consequently, the correct practice is to say Shema before Kiddush. Because some Rishonim hold that's what you should say. Because Mark Menachem Likus Kiyah Shema Mikoyim, you should say Shema early. He mistapek if you're in doubt, Shabbos HaKnes Loikorah Bizmano. If you're unsure as to whether Shema was recited before Nacht, if you could be before Nacht, you should say Shema then. Ha'ele El Tzimun Reish Samech Zayin, Mim Shtibur Sif Kotten Vov. Right. Now, The next part of Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Beis over here, I want to see after the Mishneh, after Shulchan Aruch, because it is connected to that. Let us see Seif Beis. Noshim chayovois bekiddush. Noshim, women, are obligated in mitzvah of kiddush, of bimekadosh sanctifying Shabbos. Noshim chayovois bekiddush. Afal pi although, shehu mitzvahs aseh shazman gomer. We know that, generally speaking, women are exempt from time-related, time-connected mitzvahs. So we would have thought that maybe Kiddush women are exempt. Nevertheless, when it comes to Kiddush, we've got an exception. And women are obligated to say Kiddush as well, or hear Kiddush as well on Friday night. Why is that? So again, Noshim chayovois bekiddush, Noshim are obligated in Kiddush, although show mitzvahs shem agom, although it's time-related, perish. Mitzvahs aseh atluyu bizman, it's a time-connected mitzvah, mishum, because the iskish zochay leshamoy, it is a hekesh, connection made, a hekesh, between zochay, you should remember, and shamoy, you should guard. Ve'on enoshi, and that's the quotation of the Gemara, and those women, those ladies, hoil ve'isnai b'shmira, they have to keep, they have to safeguard, they have to guard, shmira, they have to guard Shabbos, they certainly can't do melachas on Shabbos, since the halacha of shmira applies to them, guarding Shabbos, meaning not to Melachas. Therefore, isnayu beschira. So since there's a connection between Zochah is Yom HaShabbos and Shomai is Yom HaShabbos, we know they have to keep the Shomai, the keeping of Shabbos. And since Shomai and Zochah is connected, so they also have to do the Zochah. What is Zochah? To remember and to mention Shabbos, that's Kiddush. So since they have got the Shomai, which means the guarding of Shabbos, they automatically also have the Zochah, which is Kiddush. Umoitzios es anoshim, and that's a very controversial one. Women can be moitzi men. Umoitzios es anoshim. Women can be moitzi men. Hoil, since vechayoveis mina toire kamoisam, since both of them have got a toire obligation, men have got certainly a toire obligation. Women also have got a toire obligation, as we just mentioned now, shmira, zechira, kiddush. They have got a toire obligation too. So therefore, Torah obligation can always be motzi another Torah obligation. Not so if it's the Rabbanon. The rule is always, if somebody's got the Rabbanon level of obligation, he cannot be motzi a deraisa, a Torah level obligation. Certainly a Rabbanon can be motzi a Rabbanon. Certainly a deraisa can be motzi a deraisa. But the Rabbanon level cannot be motzi a Torah level. More on that later. Okay. Now, I want to just see this Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Beis, which we started. I'd like to continue because of its importance. Now that we saw the Shulchan Aruch, I don't understand why it's all in Sifkot and Beis. I think some of it should indeed be in this seif that we're doing now. Kosav Rambam Perek Choftes Mehilchas Shabbos. I'm on the top line of page 90. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs asei min haTorah. It is a mitzvah, a Torah mitzvah. Lekadesh es yoim haShabbos bedvorim. It is a Torah mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos day bedvorim with words. Shenemar. I'm on the top line of page 90 in Mishnah Berurah. Shenemar, as it says, Zochoy es yoim haShabbos lekadoshoy. You should remember the Shabbos day lekadosh to sanctify it. Kloima. Zocheu, you should remember it. Zechiras, Shevach veKiddush. That's key words. You should. What does it mean to remember Shabbos? Well, Zochei Shemos Shabbos. What does it mean to remember? Is it about memory, memorizing Shabbos? No, certainly not. The Gemara says, "What is Zochei Shemos Shabbos?" What does Zochei mean? Not just to remember, but Zocheu Zechiras Shevach veKiddush. You have to praise it. You have to mention it in a praisey. Not praisey way. Praiseworthy, thank you very much. A praiseworthy way. The Kiddush to sanctify Shabbos. So that's what Zochet means. Zochet doesn't mean actually to remember, it means to praise. That's very important. We'll get to that later again, Mitzvah. Whom we did with Sofim on a rabbinical level, al now, Chachomim added an additional prerequisite. Is that the word? An additional condition. And that is, that when you praise, when you sanctify, when you mekadesh the Shabbos, it must be not just stamped with words, rather it must also be with wine, with a becher, with kois. It must be ala kois. So you can't just be mekadesh Shabbos randomly. You have to do it with a ber pri agofen. Ala kois means with a ber pri agofen, connected to it. So that's there's a derais level. The Torah level is to mekadesh Shabbos. Chachamim added a condition, and that's to make with the becher. V'chein kosu atoisfus, and that's what Tosfos write. The alayin urak medrabonon. The condition of alayin is only medrabonon. Now comes one of the most amazing, probably the most amazing Mogen Avraham, which is in Hilchos Kiddush. V'kosu Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham writes. And this is Spitz discussion in Achronim. Telefize, therefore, comes out, Madereise, Pekiddush Shoyma Betfilasagim. We're learning now. There's two levels, Rabbi Sai. There's one level is the Torah level. How are you fulfilling the Torah level? By praising Shabbos. What's the Rabbonon? The Kois. So he says, if so, Telefize, Madereise, Pekiddush Shoyma Betfilasagim. What comes out? You say the words, in Shmoneh Esrei. What words do you say in Shmoneh Esrei? You say, yeah, that's right. We say, let's open up. Let's see if that's universally accepted. We say in Kiddush,
and then it's vechulah shemayim baoretz.
Well, you can't have more than that. We have got over here a nusach of proper, genuine, undiluted Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei. It's you can't argue with that. And it's a proper Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei, Friday night. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, okay, so if that's the case, the Torah level, when are we fulfilling the Torah level? We're fulfilling the Torah level by Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, the Rabbonon, hold on, half an hour later when we get home, we make Kiddush with the Becher, we'll do the Rabbonon then. Because that's, the Becher is only with the Rabbonon. The krog siv zochay se mashabas varis zochay se v'kiddush mokam suda midrabanon. The kiddush element b'mokam suda, that's midrabanon atzlete. K'mo shikasa b'siyos v'sim dreish samechtes. V'evi magravom ra'al izim igmor d'yotzim ala toira b'tfila. And the magravom holds very firmly that you're fulfilling the toira level with the shmoneh esrei. Al kein, therefore, him sofek loim kiddush oloi. If you're not sure, if you just don't remember if you made Kiddush or not on Friday night. You were zombed out completely. You're finished, exhausted. That week was just the worst week ever. You just ended up after shul, you go home. You just went on a couch for 5 minutes, and then you wake up and hours later, and you just don't remember. Did you make Kiddush or not? And you just don't remember. So now, what's the halacha? So says the Mogen Avraham, the Prima Gadol, according to the Mogen Avraham, him sofik loim Kiddush oloi, if I'm not sure if I actually made Kiddush on a becha or not, and tzorich lachzor v'lekadosh, I don't have to make a Kiddush with a becha. Why? Sofik d'rabbonon lekula, because it's a sofik d'rabbonon lekula. These are the words of the Mogen Avraham. Rabbi, so what are your thoughts about this Mogen Avraham? Very, very controversial Magen Avraham. Again, Magen Avraham holds. There's two parts. There's a Torah element of Kiddush. That is just by saying the words of Kiddush that you're doing in the Shemona Esrei already. Then there's the Rabbanon, which is the Kiddush Alakois. That, when you do that, later by Kiddush Alakois. Says the Magen Avraham, the Torah level you fulfill it by Shemona Esrei, the Rabbanon you later at home with Kiddush. These are the words of the Magen Avraham. Because according to the Magen Avraham, pshat is going to be that you could do the drabonon standing on its own. Since you haven't fulfilled the whole mitzvah yet, there's still a drabonon, and that drabonon can be a bracha on its own. Like we know, many drabonons is a mitzvah, right? Hadlokas Nechanek is also a drabonon. So here also you've got a drabonon which is independently standing. But I hear what you're saying. But that's what the Magen Avraham is going to have to say, right? Yeah, but we'll speak about that doing it for other people because that's not so poshut. Yeah. Very good. That's very good. That's a really fascinating question. Because, well, we have got a problem over here. We've got a serious problem. Because let's say that, what do we say? How are we motzi our families at home? Because everybody's got the highest level of Kiddush, so the highest. Yeah, Avos. So now, but if the reality is that men have already fulfilled to the highest level in Shemona Esrei, so you're downgrading to what kind of level? Obligation? You've got the Rabbanon level obligation. What about your Rebbetzin? She's still on the highest level. And don't tell me that women anyway are not really obligated in Kiddush. Don't tell me they only have got rabbinical obligation. Don't tell me any of that. Because Shulchan Aruch told us that Noshim Chayov is Bekiddush. Like men, Zocha V'Shomoy, Hehan B'Shmira, the Schirat, they have Torah obligation of Kiddush. So I'm on a level of the Rabbanon, and the Rebbetzin is on a Torah level. So the question is a $1 million question over here. How can any man who has davened shul, and arguably most women don't daven ma'ariv, I mean, some do, but arguably I think it's very often women don't daven ma'ariv. So how can a man be moitzi his wife? The man is on a Torah level. And the women are on a, the man is on a Rabbanon level, and the woman, she hasn't done Kiddush yet at all, in Shemona Esrei, she hasn't davened yet. So she's on a Torah level. How can I be Moitziah? So really, the minhag should be that, I don't want to sound too women's right, feminist kind of thing, but really, it would make much more sense that women should be Moitziah. That would be much better because she's on a Torah level, and us men are only on the Rabbanon level. Yeah. That's against the Magen Avraham, though. Magen Avraham says that you've said it, you've been Mekadesh. You've been Mekadesh the Reis.
Magen Avraham said that when you said Shemona Esrei, you were Mekadesh the Mitzvahs Asay the Reis of Kiddush. But that's not to say that any other Kiyam of the Mitzvahs Asay the Reis, like every time you give Tzedakah, you're giving Tzedakah. It's the same level. So why is it that you're only allowed to make Kiddush once? On a derived level, every time you do it, it's a
so why are you fulfilling by doing the Kiddush in by Kiddush later? What are you derived or Rabbanon? Well, that Mishnah was, yes, the Primogod, well, it's hard to understand that you can fulfill the mitzvah a few times. And Primogodim certainly learns that it's Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. How would Sofik Rabbanon Lekula apply?
You're not Mechuyev Mederaisa.
But it's still a derived, yeah.
It's still a Chiemus, if not a
Chiemus. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear. So you're saying that whenever you're Mekadesh or Shabbos, if somebody really wants to be very fum, he doesn't stop saying by Chulu the whole Friday night. Because every time he said it's Mekayim another mitzvah.
It's like your Timatzah, it's
okay, an interesting thought. Interesting thought. And according to that, you're both on a Torah level, you can be Moitzi there. Okay, interesting thought. Well, what do you, well, how do you, what?
I'm still confused, sorry, maybe I'm, so the one we say at Shul, that's Midrash.
Derasa level. Then you're down to Darbonon. You're down on Darbonon.
Yeah, we're down. Sorry?
You're down to a Rabbonon level. Because right. You've done your Derasa.
Yeah, so the one I say Kiddush at
home is Darbonon.
If I didn't say at Shul,
then the Kiddush would be Torah level.
Oh, the Kiddush would be.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But if you have in mind
Oh, says Rabbi Berlin, a very interesting, so Moshe Steinbuch says that. It must be a Bnei Brak air kind of thing. Moshe Steinbuch says, the following, he says, you know what, you're right. According to the Mogen Avraham, what one should do is the following. According to the Mogen Avraham, says Moshe Steinbuch, and Mr. Berlini says, Reb Ezra says, you know what, you're right, it's a problem. What you should do is, when you daven on Shemoneh Esra on Friday night, you should say the words, but you should have kavana not to be yoitzer, kiddush. When you say that, when you daven, with full kavana, you say, okay, I'm going to say an after kiddushta, and I'm going to say vayachulu, and again, I'm not going to be mekadesh Shabbos. I'm not going to have that intention. And like this, I'm still going to be like, we know, whenever you mitzvah sichas kavana, if you've got kavana, opposite kavana, you're not yoitzer the mitzvah of kiddush. So I've got positive intention not to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, and therefore I'll remain on a Torah level. When I get home, I can make kiddush for my rabbitson, and he's going to say, hello, you've done already your Torah level. I'm going to make kiddush for you. You are not. He said, no, we're both Torah level, because I haven't been yoitzer yet. I'm making the kiddush on a Torah level, because I haven't done it yet. Rabbi said, I cannot understand this. It doesn't, it's such a strange thing. Yeah, you can, that's very good, yeah.
Shachris after Pesach Zimra, Berachas Shema, and therefore you shouldn't really, you should say it, but you should be mechaven not to be yotze Shema when you say Shema. And I said, well, why don't you just not say Shema? And he,
yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
So it's I had the same problem with that than I had with this.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. So it's
very. Sorry.
No, it is a bit. It does. It's a bit similar.
The point is that the
Kabbalah
is worried
about it. No, it is far from me to understand. So, Rabbi Yisai, the good news is that. The good news is, okay, Rabbi said, the good news is this question is a very it's a very difficult. How does it work? How can we make kiddush from being on a Rabbana level according to the Mogen Avraham and be moitzi the women which are on a Deraisa level? So there is many poskim who are choylek on the Mogen Avraham, and that's one of the. So that's the good news. Many achronim are choylek on the Mogen Avraham. You've got a massive bialoch on the side, and the bialoch over here strongly dislikes the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, and he says it's not true. You are not yoitzer kiddush by Shmoneh Esrei. It can't be true, and it's not true. That was the Mogen Avraham holds, that is two levels. Your first yoitzer the deraisa, later on ala kos your yoitzer. So the Rabbani says that's not true. It's not true. Many people are choylik on that. He said, so many people are choylik on that. But either way, Mogen Avraham does hold like that. And how do we actually? So you see, the bialach is very, it's long over here, and he says that it brings many, many kashes on that. Okay, but Rabbi says in terms of the, if we do go with the Mogen Avraham, which we want to fulfill that opinion as well. So how does it work? So there is a few answers which are given, and you pick the one that you like the most. Some say that what you're suggesting, that you should have kavanah not to be yotzei b'shmoneh esrei. If you're okay with that, go for that. Others say, and that's what the bialocha brings later, that bialocha brings, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to read those words, because it's such a huge chiddush in it, I would like to read them inside. It's the last words of the bialocha, on page mem vav, of that bialocha. V'hine ro'isi, in this edition, it's around here. I made two lines over here, it's around here. He says, v'hine ro'isi, he's very bothered about this. V'hine ro'isi b'chudush Rabbi Akiva, it brings a famously widely quoted psak of Rebbe Kiveiga, Shemistapek, who is in doubt, the Ulai Yoitze Hamitzvahs Asei Bamiras Shabbat Tova Belvad. So you know what? Maybe, perhaps, one could argue that by saying the words Good Shabbos, maybe. Yeah, it's right. By saying Good Shabbos, you're sanctifying Shabbos already. And therefore, by saying good Shabbos, you're already fulfilling the Deoraisa level. Not only are Yotze, according to Rabbi Kveger, the level of the Torah level by saying the whole Shemona Esrei. No, not only that. But even by sanctifying Shabbos, by saying good Shabbos, that itself, you're fulfilling the Torah level of Kiddush, and therefore you're remaining with the Drabonon, and therefore what comes out, if your wife said good Shabbos, then she has also fulfilled the Deoraisa level. So therefore, you're both on the Rabbanon level, men because of Shemona Esrei, and women because of good Shabbos, and therefore the Rabbanon can be moitzi the Rabbanon according to Rabbi Kveger. These are the words. Shemistapik sheula yoitze mitzvah aseh b'amira Shabbat tov b'levad. And then he says, v'le pele, this is a great pele. It's not easy to understand. Rambam kosav devine zechiras shevach v'kedush. As I mentioned earlier, you need to be zechiras, you need to be praising Shabbos, and zechiras Shevach v'kiddush, you need to sanctify and praise Shabbos. You're not really praising and sanctifying Shabbos by saying good Shabbos. Okay, but that's Rebbe Kveger. So many rely on this psak of Rebbe Kveger. Again, men have fulfilled the Deoraisa level by Shemona Esrei, they're on the Rabbanon level. Women are on the Rabbanon level, provided that you say good Shabbos to your wife. It's an assumption. Assuming that you say good Shabbos to your wife, then she's also not, and she's returned the good Shabbos, then you're on the Rabbanon level, she's on the Rabbanon level, and then you can move on by making Kiddush Al HaKos, which is for both the Rabbanon being Motzei the Rabbanon. Now, it's a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush because, why is that Kiddush? Now, I saw once a Svore in Shmir Shabbos Hilchosa many years ago, I forgot now whom he quotes, but Shmir Shabbos Hilchosa brings from one of the Achronim, that another pshat, and that she's actually, because it's a bit hard. No, how do you feel about this good Shabbos? It's a bit. I know what you mean. I'm also not. He said a few times, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. That will do the trick. Yeah, okay. You tried to convince yourself that. Yeah. So I'll tell you what I remember seeing Shmir Shabbos L'Chosse, but I've forgotten the Mekoyl. Shmir Shabbos L'Chosse says that actually by her doing Adlokas Neiras Shabbos, that is a Kiddush. That is the equivalent of Kiddush. And this makes a lot of sense to me. By making Adlokas Neiras Shabbos, she is sanctifying the Shabbos. What do you think about that? She doesn't actually say the word Atta Kedashto, but she doesn't have Aichulu. But in essence, by lighting Shabbos candle, she's really being Mekadosh the Shabbos. Yeah, do you like it? And that will lower her, that's how she's fulfilling her Torah obligation. She's now down to the Rabbanon. Yeah. The Rabbanon she needs to do, Alakois she still needs to do. But the Torah level she's fulfilled. I love that Svara. I'll tell you why I love that Svara. Pardon? Yeah, but what exactly is the part? Well, if she only lit and she didn't say good Shabbos, or she only said good Shabbos without lighting, what's then? I like this Svara much more. Pardon? I see. Yeah, so that's where it comes from. If Rabbi said these people who are makpit, you know, there's Yidin who are makpit after saying good Shabbos, they don't do melochas anymore. They're worried about melochas. Some people are very careful. They on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, they will only say good Erev Shabbos. Have you seen people who are very makpit? They're very careful. If you say good Shabbos to them, they don't respond good Shabbos. They say good Erev Shabbos. Have you ever seen people who are makpit? Very careful on that? You are? Yeah? We've got one tzaddik, makpit, a medaktik ba'alocha, who is makpit. Now, the reason for that, or the reason why Eli and other chassidim and shemaisa are makpit, is as follows. Hakol to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you are Mekadosh HaShabbos by saying good Shabbos. That's how you fulfill the Deoraisa. So it comes without a doubt that by saying good Shabbos, you are Mekadosh HaShabbos. So by saying good Shabbos, after Plag HaMincha, you are Mekabel Shabbos. You're Mekadosh Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. And therefore, Eli is makpit, and many, many Chosh V'Yidna are, by saying good Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. So how do you avoid that? By saying good Erev Shabbos.
Say, have a good Shabbos. Say, have a good Shabbos.
What does that help?
It's a
bracha rather than a statement.
It's a problem when you is really meaning over here and you walking back from shul, I was walking to shul.
Yeah, and then people say good Shabbos and Shabbos, yeah, good Shabbos. Yeah. There's another eight as well. So if you are careful about it, do you hear that? If you say good Shabbos, you have a couple Shabbos, according to Rebbe Kveger. Many people are careful about that. So there's another eight. So if you don't want to be makpid about saying good Erev Shabbos, if you feel that sounds a bit awkward, so you could just have in mind, you know, a couple Shabbos. It can't work against your force, against your will. If you say, okay, I don't intend to be a couple Shabbos, I'm just saying, you know, then you can't impose. If you clearly set in your mind that you're not a couple Shabbos by saying good Shabbos, that will work as well. But But that's where, if people are a makbis, a good Erev Shabbos, that's where it comes from. So, Rabbi Yisrael, we've got over here, yeah, what do you want to say?
I don't
get it. Yes, but according to that, very good. Normally, Hadlokas Nei, you're very good, Gabi. Although normally, Hadlokas Nei is only Drabonon. True. But we are suggesting now, that could be that besides Drabonon, you're also additionally doing a Torah mitzvah of Kiddush. Women who are lighting, they're also doing a Torah mitzvah of Kiddush at the same time. Yes, yeah, so there's two parts of it. You're right. It is a Kiddush. I'm not denying. It is a Kiddush. Yeah, it is a Kiddush. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll just recap and summarize briefly what we learned tonight. We learned, B'siyata D'Shmaya, that a person should come home quickly and make Kiddush quickly. And we said that ideally a person should say Shema earlier. Very often he needs to say Shema because he didn't fulfill Shema in shul. We then learned about women are also obligated in mitzvah, because although it's a mitzvah shman gomer, but there's a hekesh of zocha v'shamoy, and since they are obligated in shmira, they're also obligated in zechira. And they can actually be moitzi men as well. So we went into the Mishneh Bura that tells us that brings the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham holds that you're fulfilling the Torah level with in Shmoneh Esah, and later on by making Kiddush Al HaKosah, doing the Drabonon. That brings about the very obvious question that if that's the case, you're on the Drabonon level, how are you going to be married to your wife, which is still on the Torah level? And that we presented a few answers. First, we said many Achronim Acholik on the Mogen Avraham disagree with his opinion, and they said that no, actually fulfilling the Torah obligation by making Kiddush Al HaKos. Many hold like that. But if you do go with them in Mogen Avraham, they suggested the following answers. First, there is one opinion, which is Rebbe's opinion that you should have Kavona not to be Yotzeh Kiddush Bashmona Esra. I hear that. His second opinion is what Bekveger says, that by saying good Shabbos, you're fulfilling the Deraisa level already. Many Acholik, including Bialoch himself, doesn't like it. And finally, we brought opinions that maybe by making Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos, you're fulfilling the Kiddush by doing that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you a very, very good Shabbos, and very good Shabbos, and enjoy the Kiddush for your Rebbetzins as well. Yeah.